Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 313. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
And his sultry whisper.
And Fozzie is here as well.
Hi.
And Jeff.
Let's get drunk.
And Pete.
What's up?
Not much. It is July now. June is done. We are halfway through the year.
Thank God.
What? Yes.
Kind of, right?
This year sucks.
What's wrong with this year? Name one thing wrong with this year.
Donald Trump.
Okay, name two things.
Wow, they're on a roll, so... I don't know. But we're wrapping this up. It is our annual drunk podcast. Jeff is drunk.
Oh, I'm not. I will be. Is it really our
not,
annual?
You are not trying very hard, Jeff. Not
this
at
is,
all.
Wait, this is a planned thing we have going on here?
We've drank on 4th of July for that for the last 4 years,
What's up, Thanksgiving one was the drunk one?
Oh, we do that one too, yeah.
That's the game of the year.
That's the one where I get drunk.
Game of the year? That's a.
How about this is the Hefe drunk one, and then the Thanksgiving one will be my drunk one.
Okay. I usually get drunk during them, but, like, you're not trying to?
Right. But I'm you don't have to try, Jeff. We use you as an example.
An example.
For the children.
Tonight,
what not to do.
Right.
Look at Jeff. Don't do that.
Here's what we're going to do tonight. I'm going to get drunk on purpose. I'm going to go, like, I'm going to drive this fucking bus off that cliff for you.
What are you drinking, Jeff? What is that in that bottle?
Lagunitas. I'm sure you got them out there, I would hope.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
A little something?
Yeah, a little something.
Have you tried the little something extra?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good beer.
It's funny, though. I drink a little something all the time, and if I go back to drinking regular Lagunitas, it tastes like a Miller Lite to me. Like
That's right.
Weird. It's very weird like that, because it is a little something extra.
Well, aside from beer, which we
can talk beer.
We should talk beer all the time.
We should.
Big Irish. That's what I'm drinking. Big Irish.
A Guinness?
No, it's called Big Irish. It's an Irish red.
Maple has to do, like, 17,000 steps on his Fitbit, because that dude just drinks beer all the damn time.
Tony be like, beer delivered to him, though.
That's right. This actually was delivered to me.
I'll check Twitter at, like, 1 in the afternoon and be like, Tony is drinking, like, some fancy-ass beer. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? This guy's living the life, man.
Halfway through the year, some new games came out, though, this past week.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us have played some games we haven't played yet. Some of us have played some new expansions to games that we've been playing for a while. So let's talk about them. Jeff, tell us about Playdead's new game, Inside.
Yeah, 6 years in the making. And, I don't remember Limbo well. I played it once, probably 3 years ago at least. But it reminds me of a lot of that. Like, it's like a 2D platformer with puzzles and kind of dark look to it. So, yeah, that's it. That's all I have to say about it.
And you finished it, though, right?
I just finished it.
So it took them 6 years to make a game that you finished in, like, a day? Like last night.
Yes.
It's like
you bought it yesterday and finished it before you went to bed, right?
I finished it just before we recorded Movie Dudes, which was like 2 hours or an hour ago, right? Okay. So I'd say it's about the same length as Limbo, maybe a little bit longer. It's not long at all, though. It's very short.
4 or 5 hours.
There's something I kind of appreciate about that, though. Like, people who spent 6 years of their lives, like, kind of handcrafting this experience that you get to experience in, like, one or two sittings. That has been painstakingly crafted to be, like, perfect. Like, there is no flaws in this game. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. The controls are perfect. The visuals are great. The music, the sound design, like, it just, nothing is wrong with it. So, it's kind of neat.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'll probably play it when it comes out on PC next week.
Yeah. Like, so I can't really make too many comparisons to Limbo because, like I said, I don't remember Limbo great. Like I said, it seems similar to me. But what I did like about this, though, is that you're never doing one thing for too long. It's really mixing it up between, you know, platforming and puzzles and just, like, moments of awe. And, you know, just you're always kind of doing something different. Like, just the puzzles themselves, sometimes it'll be a physics puzzle. Sometimes it'll be a more traditional kind of Zelda-like puzzle. They did a good job mixing up. Sometimes you're like kind of doing stealth and sneaking past people. Like, it just, you know, it's a minute or two of this, a minute or two of that, and I thought they did a good job of that. Nothing overstays its welcome. And it builds to a pretty fucking cool last 20 minutes or so.
Like, that's what I've heard, is that like the last 20, 30 minutes of that game are like astoundingly special.
I would say, like, temper your expectations a little, because, like, yeah, like, I think I saw IGN's review was like, oh my god, it's like a revelation, this and it, like, there's a cool twist, and, like, the ending has a very different feel from the rest of the game, but it's not like this, it's not going to, like, change your life or anything. It's just, well, it's a cool ending. It's a cool ending to a very good game. I don't want to spoil the ending at all, but just, yeah, it's just different from the rest of it and cool. Yeah, and as far as story, there's not really a story or anything. And don't, that's what I'm saying. Like, don't go into the ending expecting, like, this huge story revelation. Although, like, it's there, but it isn't. Like, just, like I said, keep your expectations in check a little bit with that. Like you could definitely figure out what has happened at the end of the game, and you're like, whoa, like, that's pretty cool. But it's not like this huge, like, mind-blowing twist. It's just like, whoa, that changes things. And, like,
yeah, I sensed a bit of hyperbole in some of the reviews and discussion, but I was like, all right, well, you know.
It's still, dude, like, it's such a fantastic game. Like, I hope, you know, y'all have PCs or Xboxes, so I hope you guys all play it. Like,
yeah, next week for sure.
It's a really special game from people who spent 6 years to give us a 4-hour experience, you know, like, it, and that is, like, you really can't find a single flaw in the damn thing, I don't think. Like, I didn't like that there was a lot of underwater sequences, but, like, they're handled well, and whatever, you know what I mean? Like, that's nitpicky. Like, just because I don't like underwater sequences doesn't mean anything. So, yeah. I am looking forward
to playing it when I get back from vacation, so.
I know you are, like, a fan of Limbo, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you're in for a treat, dude. This is, it'll stick in my memory longer than Limbo, I'll tell you that. Because, like I said, I don't really remember Limbo, but I will remember this, like, for sure.
Tony, you've been playing another game that came out this week.
That's right.
Tell us about The Force Awakens. Lego Force Awakens.
Well, first off, I got the special edition, so I got my little Finn figurine.
Yes, I saw your tweet about that.
We need Finn for this podcast now. Finn needs to participate. Here's Finn.
Nice.
But I've been playing The Force Awakens. I will say it takes a lot of the really standard elements of the other LEGO games and plays with them in ways that haven't been done before. So, for instance, there'll be a lot of points in LEGO games where you're going along, you break a bunch of stuff, and you end up with the little hopping bricks, which means you can build something.
Right.
In this game, it will give you multiple options for what to build that thing into. So you'll see on the screen, you'll see like three options to come up, and you can choose to build any one of those three. And you can build that thing, and then if it's the wrong thing, like there's like a puzzle element here, so you need to build like the things in the right order. So you build that thing, and you move your droid up to this other level, and then you break what you just built, and then build another thing that lets the droid move a winch or a hook or something. So It adds more puzzle elements to the game, which really kind of deepens the building, which was always really like, all right, let's find the hopping bricks and see what happens. Right,
press a button and move on.
Yeah. Lots of other cool things about it, though. If you've played some of the other movie-based games, like Lego Lord of the Rings, they've had the voice track has been from the film directly.
Okay.
They have that here, too, but they've also brought the actors from the films in to do additional voice work. So when you're doing random stuff, they'll be, like, talking, and you'll hear, like, Daisy Ridley or Harrison Ford or whoever it happens to be. Like, actually, like, go up to that ledge and, yeah.
They got Harrison Ford to do voice work for this?
Yeah. There's some pretty crazy behind-the-scenes photos of him just being a grumpy ass, like, at the
microphone. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Funny, that's awesome.
And it's good. They didn't phone it in either. They all did a really good job, so it sounds really good. And they've also used them to create levels that build on what happened in the movies, like give you context for like why the dude on the planet in the beginning has the map to where Luke Skywalker is.
Really?
Like, yeah, those kind of things. Why C-3PO has a red arm. That stuff gets explained in some of those additional levels.
Is that canon, though?
It is canon. That's the other thing, is that all the additional stuff in the game is canon.
Well, yeah, cool. I know that the C-3PO thing is actually based off like a comic or a short story.
Yeah, there's a one-shot comic they did.
Yeah,
I'm not too sure about the Mark von Sydow.
There's probably some stuff out there. I haven't read everything, but it probably is based off some other writings that are out there, and that's all canon now. Any of that stuff that's coming out, so
yes, part of the new canon.
Yeah.
The new canon.
The new extended universe.
And the last thing they added was there's now third-person shooting in the game. So there'll be these sequences where you're running in and there'll be a bunch of stormtroopers shooting at you and you have a wall to hide behind and you can like pop up and shoot them. And you have a little aiming reticle and get
them. So it's like, cool.
like
cover-based shooting for babies?
Cover-based shooting.
But like something that
Gears
like,
of War know, with Legos, that's
a
awesome.
5-year-old could
Gears
handle.
Of War with Legos, yeah. You know, a 5-year-old might be able to handle it. I'd probably go more like a 10-year-old, but it's
okay.
It's fresh. It's different gameplay. It really breaks up a lot of the stuff that they've been doing for years. So it looks awesome, and everything is well designed. I mean, Lego games have really I think reached a pinnacle where they're really high quality games, not just Lego games. So that's even cool. even though Jeff laughs at them, he should play this game because he didn't. When was the last time you played a Lego game?
Let me think. Lego Marvel Superheroes.
The first one.
Yeah.
There's Lego Marvel. It's a yeah, decent one. Well, there's Lego Marvel Avengers, which came out.
I played the like it's just called Marvel Superheroes.
Yeah, yeah. You played the one that came out. What was it? 2012.
And by played it, I played the opening level with my girlfriend, and she said this fucking sucks. I was like, I know, I don't like games either.
Oh, you didn't get far enough into it then, because that was one of the best games from
that
year.
That game opens up. There's an open world to it.
Yeah.
I just don't like those games, man. Like I've tried.
Fair enough.
They're better than Mario. Better than Mario.
They're not. They're close.
Let's not do that, Tony.
Speaking of hyperbole,
I think they're probably better than the multiplayer Mario games.
No, that's not true either. Try the one. Play the one on Wii U. It's fantastic. No, the 3D one.
Yeah, it's okay.
3D World. That game's excellent.
Dude, I've played through that game solo like 3 times. I've played through it co-op like twice. Like
Fucking 3D World is really good. Like
I've played that game like 5 fucking times. It's fantastic.
I would say the Lego Party the Lego games are better than like Mario Party.
Yeah, sure.
Easy.
Tony, you also played Lego Dimensions. Is this on par with that? Is it a better, more streamlined experience? Or
I like this better than LEGO Dimensions. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the gameplay in LEGO Dimensions.
Okay.
It seems kind of thin to me. There's a lot more here, a lot more depth.
All right. I'm looking forward to playing it when I get home from vacation. So
yeah,
that's on my list.
It's good. There's also I didn't bring this up. There's flight sequences where yes. They actually have real flight control. It feels like a flight, like an X-wing simulator.
Okay, so it's not like, oh, you're a top-down kind of, you know, those sequences always kind of felt like an old arcade game.
Yeah, no, it doesn't feel like that at all. It feels like you're flying a TIE fighter. So,
that's pretty cool.
The one issue that I have with those sequences, they're really fun, but it's a Lego game, so there's no like fail state. So you die and you like respawn on the edge of the battle or whatever. Just
come back in.
So,
all right.
Well, yeah, it's got to be made for kids. They don't want them getting super frustrated and.
Right, exactly. Which you know kind of helped with me not getting super frustrated because I was trying to figure out the controls and kept flying into the Star Destroyer or whatever.
That'll do it.
Yeah,
we'll talk about. Frustrating. I don't know about super frustrating. We'll talk about frustrating shortly, but something that's not frustrating, and Tony and myself and Jeff played a bit of, and we know Fozzie and Pete have been playing it. We played Overwatch last night.
Yeah, finally. I finally got it.
That game's fun.
It is. It's really fun. I like how there are so many different characters, and they all seem completely unique. I'm not sure how you design that, but that's really an achievement that you don't really see very often.
Because it takes a lot of cues from MOBAs, and I mean, in MOBAs, maybe when you hit in the hundreds, but I mean, you're hard pressed to find characters that play similarly to each other in that space as well.
Right. But it's not a MOBA though. It's obviously a shooter. Now that said, it feels an awful lot like Baby's First Shooter.
It does.
I was running through and I'm like, I'm murdering people. This is the first time I've ever played this game. How am I on a 7 kill streak? How is that possible? And it's because like the aiming is so generous and
it is.
The abilities are really strong. And I felt like a badass. And that's great, but it's just...
Well, and I think it's because like the game's emphasis is not on kills and points. And so, hey, yeah, kill streaks are great because like, yeah, sure, you're doing well, but like... Killing a bunch of people and getting up to a 15-player kill streak doesn't also mean you're going to come out as the winner of the game.
Or that your team's doing well.
Yeah.
Right.
You could be having a 15-player kill streak while everybody else is losing the fucking control point, which, trust me, that's the case a lot of times.
Not if you play with Tony, as he's undefeated.
That's right. We played 7 matches yesterday. We didn't lose a single one.
Nice.
Well, no.
I'm the immortal.
Jeff and I lost.
Oh, that's right, because the first match, I got put on the other team.
Oh, nice.
And we beat them.
But then Jeff and I went on a six-game win streak with Tony, so...
Who do you guys play? I'm curious.
I'm Roadhog and Mercy and Pharah. Like those three.
Reaper, baby. Reaper.
Are you fucking kidding me?
In Reaper main? Oh my god.
Well, he's played 7 matches, so...
I had no idea. Like, I was messing around, and I started...
Oh, you have an idea.
I'm like, okay, I figured out all the abilities, so I can be Reaper, but...
Actually,
what's wrong with Reaper? I was actually doing well as Reaper.
It's because he's a chump.
He is.
Aww.
OP.
I was actually reading about how players who play Overwatch think that like 13 of the characters are overpowered, which is hilarious to me because it's like a majority of the characters are like,
Bastion
oh,
and
you
Reaper.
Play as him?
As long as you're not Bastion or Reaper main, you good with
or
me.
Or Soldier 76, if you're going to main Soldier 76, just go play fucking Call of Duty or something.
Gotcha.
I don't know, I actually like Soldier 76 from like just a base like, hey, this is like your shooter guy. Like
right.
he plays like he's very familiar, like he plays like Call of Duty.
I think that's
exactly. Like
so just imagine who everyone who plays him is just like this white bro dude sitting next to his other frat brother, and every time they get kills, they just like high five and chest bump.
But I can also see like I like that they kind of start you off like the training module is as Soldier 76 because going in like you have, what's there, 21 characters?
Yeah.
Like, and as somebody that plays a lot of shooters competitively, like, that was, like, a nice, easy way to ease me into playing with all these other characters. Like, hey, here's what you know, and now you can try and play around. So I felt comfortable enough after playing a couple matches as him to kind of jump to a different character. And now, like, Jeff introduced me to Farrah yesterday. He was like, yeah, I think you'll do really good with this one. And I did, so.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah, like, be able to, like, jump up real high and then kind of hover up there and fly around.
I heard, going back to Reaper, yeah. I heard that there's, like, a Twitter account that, like, shows the usernames of people who use Reaper, and it's, like, super hilarious. Yes,
it's the best, because it's all the same people who, like, you imagine that this guy just alternates between playing Reaper and Call of Duty.
Yeah, like, you know, like, Dark Lord 420, you know, like, shit, like, names like that. You know?
Napoleon 10-6. Oh.
I don't know, and maybe we just got stuck in like a bad loop last night where we were playing the same game mode for like five matches straight.
Was it at least the different maps, or were you guys stuck in the same
map? It was different maps. I have gotten that weird bug where I was stuck on the same map five times in a row.
Huh.
Even when I backed out, I like quit, and I ended up back on it's Temple of Anubis.
Uh-huh.
I ended up playing on that map like five times in a row. I was like, what the fuck?
That will probably be the first map to get a change, because a lot of people think that on defense, like, the second point on defense is impossible to beat if in the right composition. You get a couple of tanks and a healer that knows what they're doing, like, it's actually virtually impossible to win.
Oh, well, because, like, that second defense point, if you're I don't know if they have, like, the other game mode there, but that if you're doing the point-to-point piece and you're on defense on that second point, like, you just have to go around the corner and you're there, like, whereas the other team has to, like, go all the way across the map to get
there.
Well,
and there's a wall, like, they actually can't be flanked. And I think that's the big problem, is that, like, there's only three ways to get to them, so it's very easy to figure out where to block. You don't ever have to worry about behind you. So I wouldn't be surprised if that gets moved in, like, a patch or something. They figure out how to work with that point.
But, yeah, the maps are nice, and they're lively. There's lots of color to it.
Mm-hmm. Lots of fun little story beats, too.
You hear some of the talking, like, oh, this, we were here once. Like, depending upon which characters they are, like, they'll converse with each other. And...
Yeah, that's always fun.
Does the game seem a little thin, though? Like,
yes.
I feel like it's one of those games, like, I can't play this game for, like, 70 hours, because I'm going to...
I play for three matches a night, and that's it. That's,
yeah, I don't think I can get wrapped into it like that.
But it's going to be, like, they're going to add to it, like, so, like, over time, like, I can see it being, like, a good value.
Yeah, that's my hope. I mean, Blizzard is good with the post-launch support, so yeah. I'm expecting more content.
A month ago, they patched Diablo 2 for, like, the first, you know, like, 20 years later, that game is...
Yeah, it's like, we're going to get new maps and characters for free, so, like...
Exactly. I just hope they add in some, like, new modes, like...
I think that as well,
variations on modes.
Well, yeah, and I think that's where the new maps come into.
I'd like an actual, like... I like the payload thing, but I'd actually like kind of like a capture the flag type map. Like,
yeah, that mode would where... like it would fit their kind of...
Yeah, I know they'll never do like a straight team deathmatch because it goes against the nature of what kind of that game is, but
and
like a capture the flag objective mode would work.
That might too, because then you're relying on one person to get the flag back to the team, and if that person's shitty, then like, you know, at least with all the others, it's like, okay, well... I need to rely on my team, but I also, like, don't at the same time.
Right.
With the exception of payload, because if nobody's fucking pushing the payload but you, then...
It's very smartly designed to be, like, a welcoming multiplayer game. Like, I don't like to play online shooters, really, and I love it. Like, it's so fun. Like...
Yeah.
It's an awesome game.
But, yeah, no, to Tony's point, it is, and I think that's... in my review, that's one of the things I mentioned. Like, right now, there are only four modes... Competitive mode was added into the PC version today, or yesterday.
Right. It's in the Xbox version today, I think. They patched it.
Yeah, and then it should be PS4 next week or something. But that's just that's not like a new game mode. It's just like, hey, now if you want to like go down ranks all the time, play this.
Yeah, it's like Splatoon's ranked mode or whatever, like something like that.
Yeah. So, but I wouldn't be surprised if once they iron all that stuff out, like somewhere in like September. We see some stuff, and then obviously BlizzCon, there'll probably be like a huge like, hey, here's the future of Overwatch for like that, either in December or in like January. Stuff.
See, I do see me dropping off once Titanfall comes out, probably.
Right, like, but this is something like, you know, we'll play like even if we just play it like once a week until Titanfall comes out, we'll get a good 25-30 hours out of it.
So. I feel like it needs something that, you know, Titanfall or Call of Duty or Battlefield has that aspect where if you play the game a lot, you get more stuff for playing. Here
you do.
Items.
Yeah.
But I think that, like, it keeps the game super balanced, though, because whether you're playing your first match or your 100th match, you're on the same playing field.
I mean, like, and that's great philosophically, but I think from a standpoint of if I'm actually playing, like, I want to feel
like a hook.
Somebody wants the hook, yeah. Right? Yeah. Like, that's why Call of Duty is so addictive to millions of people, is, like, it has that progression hook. That
We love Halo, but the Halo communities tend to dry up a little faster than those other games, and I think one of the reasons why is that it lacks that hook.
It's super balanced. Like, there's no... And
I heard Halo 5's, I don't know if you guys play like online deathmatch or something, but I've heard that it's kind of nobody plays anymore, really.
That's not
Chris
true
plays.
At all.
Halo 4 died off really quickly. I don't think that's been true of Halo 5.
Like, okay, maybe that's what
I mean. I
thought I had heard someone say that like it's been tough to find matches lately, depending on the mode you're looking at.
No, it's never hard.
What they did was really smart, and I know a lot of people were angry about it, but they didn't launch with, you know, Reach and Halo 4 launched with like 20 different game modes. Well, when you have 20 different game modes and your population is already diminishing week over week, you're going in and you're having, you know, modes, playlists that only have like a couple hundred people in them. Well, with this, they consolidated. Like, there's an arena mat, there's an arena mode, there's a Slayer mode, and like there's not 20. I think there's only 7 playlists right now. And I play most of the modes. Like, I play with Don on a regular basis and Tony on a regular basis, and we never have trouble getting matches at all.
We never have. Almost immediately every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game could go fuck itself, except for the whatchamacallit mode that I like. What's the mode that I like? I don't know.
It's not like it that much.
Firefight?
No, not that one. It was in there from the launch.
Breakout.
Breakout. That's fun.
Firefight's a mode now, though.
Yes, Firefight is a mode. It just came out, and Tony and I played a little bit of it earlier tonight.
We did.
They made that mode harder than the
Firefight main. Is so hard. It is so hard.
Yeah, they upped the difficulty of that mode.
I like
exponentially.
They fucked it up, I think.
They didn't fuck it up. Like, well, one, they listened to the community, which is not a bad thing. Because after the beta, there was a majority of people said, this is way too easy. And they turn around and they made it maybe a bit too hard for most players.
It's pretty hard. I don't think, I mean, we got through the third round one time in six tries.
I've played about 6 rounds of Firefight now, and I've actually finished 1.
Yeah.
So.
Is that because it's hard or because people leave?
No, it's hard.
It's hard. It is
at the highest difficulty level for the game's AI. So one, they're ultra accurate, and they take more damage than like they would on a regular difficulty level.
Plus, sometimes you get screwed by the randomness.
Yep.
you'll be like on round two when you only have like the second level of Rex, so you don't really have anything that can take out a Banshee, and you'll end up in the end, and you'll have to take out four Banshees to advance.
Right. It's like here's you're Rec level two, which is like from default your loadout is just, you know, the assault rifle and a pistol. And you need Rec level 3 to get a battle rifle, so you can't even upgrade to the next weapon.
You're like trying to shoot down a Banshee with a pistol.
Right.
Great. And it's not just a Banshee, it's a legendary level Banshee.
Yeah. So so some of that, like that randomness can be rough. Like but sometimes it works out, like where you just end up with, you know, random encounters that do work and are easy right. to do. So I kind of wish, and they probably will, you know, after Firefight's been out a little bit, they've been really good about updating and balancing stuff. So we'll probably get a balance at some point where maybe they lower the difficulty a little bit. They tune the respawn timers because right now every round they're going up 5 seconds. So round one, it takes 10 seconds to respawn. Up to round five, where it's 30 seconds to respawn, which isn't a terrible thing, except the rounds are only 5 minutes long. So
right. So if you die twice, you spent half the time waiting to respawn.
Yeah, that's rough.
I think they do too much to make it harder. Like each successive round, whatever encounter you end up with is harder. Plus the respawn thing, it's too much.
I kind of wish that it would be like if you die, like your respawn ups. So like if you're doing good in the early rounds, like when you get to the final rounds, if you die, you're only at like maybe then you'd only be at like 10 or 15 seconds. But like somebody who's been shitty since the beginning, they have to sit out a little longer.
Right. Yeah. That would be nice.
But I don't know. I had fun playing it. We had a team of six. Well, we had a fire team of six, and they gave us two randoms.
Right.
So, it was a good time.
Definitely fun.
Yeah. And, I mean, some of it also is, you know, Walter and Earl, they haven't played quite as much Halo as some of us, and they don't even really have the wrecks to go around.
Right, anyway. And Don's friend was playing for the first time. He'd never played Halo before, but it's free. It's a Halo free week, so he was just in there.
Yeah, so it's fun, though. So
I keep meaning to take that game and delete it, and I never do.
Heyo.
You should have played with us, Jeff.
Finn does not approve.
See, if I did that, then I can't play. I'm like, oh, no, it would take me like 3 hours to get going again. So
we got Earl in, and Earl is always bad with updating, so he was able to get in there and play with us tonight.
And
so
you need to come and play with us too, Jeff.
Nah, Overwatch is where it's at right now. So
hey, Overwatch 2. We can play both of those
right.
things.
Although we do need to get you a microphone.
Yes.
Hey,
you need a microphone.
I have a microphone.
Uh-huh.
No, we need to get you a headset to plug into your
Xbox record that.
Yeah, that was a lot of reverb.
Yeah, Tony says Xbox record that, and it did it to my Xbox.
Yeah, so if you notice, if you go through our feeds, there'll be a clip on mine that makes you're like, oh, Tony did an awesome thing. Why does Jeff have a clip?
And my clip is me running around doing nothing.
Yeah. Fozzie, Pete, you guys play anything?
I bought Doom on the...
did buy Doom. Okay. Talk us about some Doom.
That game is great. Like,
really?
So, it's a fun game if it runs, and I have had not one, not two, not three, but four different times where the game has crashed on me.
Ooh. On PC?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I played it on Xbox. Nothing like that.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. If it's a driver issue or something stupid, or the game just doesn't agree with like my video card. But there have been times where in the middle of fights, the game just shuts down. At the end of the fourth level, when the portal's being opened, and you just have to fight until the time runs out, the level ended and just went to a black screen. And I was like, well,
that's great.
Fun. Since that one last night, I haven't had any problems, but
It's just been a little frustrating, but I do enjoy the fast pace of the game. It's interesting in its own way, like compared to other first-person shooters and stuff. Like, it wants you to take your time, but only after you've rushed through most of what's going on to, like, straight up murder everything else.
Yeah, there's like little breathers where you could kind of explore a little bit
and stuff. So yeah, I really like it. I definitely see why everyone thinks it's unique. I think I'm almost done with it though.
Where are you in it?
So I just came back from hell.
For the first time.
Okay, so I do go back. All right.
Yeah, dude, you're not. That's the thing. I thought I was almost done with it too. You're like maybe halfway.
All right, that's good. Okay. Yeah. Cool. I haven't touched any of the multiplayer, and I probably never will.
That sounds like a good idea.
But they, in a recent patch, they just put in classic Doom weapon mode, so the weapons all go into the center if you enable that, like in old Doom, which is pretty fun.
So you have like a run for the weapons at the beginning of the match, is it?
I'm sorry?
So you have a run for the weapons at the beginning of the match, is that what?
No. I mean like how the camera angles it, like, oh, instead of it being like a first-person shooter where it's like held to the side, it's like in the center of the camera.
I heard they also, for that Snap Map stuff, they released a bunch of new assets and stuff that are, and I guess in an update soon, they'll actually allow you to make legitimate single-player content. So
yeah, I think that was part of like the E3 conference, right?
Yes.
That's all that. So yeah, I haven't touched any of that, and I never will. But
I checked. Snap Map is kind of cool, though. It's like if you want to play more Doom levels, like people have shit out there, you can pick out the best of it. You know, like it's fine. But yeah, the campaign is where it's at. The game is. Got an awesome campaign.
No, I agree. Yeah, I mean, I bought a couple like really other small things on the summer sale that were like $2, like Vanishing of Ethan Carter, which I'm curious to check out, and something else. Oh, Eidolon, which is like a game from like 2 or 3 years ago that I wanted to check out. But yeah, so the summer sale goodness and all that.
Hey, the only game I got so far in the summer sale is Trains Trouble.
Nice.
Well, I thought you were going to say Planes and Automobiles.
I was hoping.
I got super excited.
This game is like 99 cents. I bought it from my 3-year-old. He's having a lot of fun.
I thought I was going to hang out with John Candy and learn something about life.
You already know enough about life, Jeff.
I guess. But still, John Candy can teach me a thing or two. Also, PSN summer sale's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's games.
Is there an Xbox summer sale? Have they done that?
No, that's a good bet.
It's normally... actually, it might be coming up this weekend. It's normally right around 4th of July. But their weeks, their sale for this week is terrible. It's,
yeah, there's nothing.
PSN one, I'll tell you what, I got Shantae's Risky's Revenge for $2. That game's awesome. So it's like a Metroid type game. Kind of. Yeah.
Alright.
There's
a Ghostbusters game coming out.
Yes, like another 4-player co-op one or something.
Is it like full price? Because I swear to God I saw a full price for like $60.
I believe that is correct.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I believe that is correct as well.
Yeah.
Actually,
don't play that. Don't.
I don't know why, but I just clicked on the link and it says it's $65, which is weird.
Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that should be like a $20 game, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't disagree.
I do remember there was one that came out last gen that like was fairly well received.
It was okay. Yeah,
it's like an isometric co-op game, I think.
No, it was an actual first-person Ghostbuster game.
Oh, okay, I'm thinking of...
Yeah, it was story-based. It was I think it was like an actual sequel to Ghostbusters 2.
I think I played it on the Wii. Like, I played, like, a couple levels on the Wii. So, caveat. But, like, it was nothing good, I thought.
I played it on the 360. It was okay.
If it's that, though, that should not be $60.
I don't know what this game is, so. I don't know, Jeff.
Don't do it. Don't do it, guys.
I'm not.
Do you get to play as the new Ghostbusters, though? Do I get to play as Kristen Wiig?
It looks like you do.
Jeffson, he's like, that Tony Hawk will hop in there.
I mean, if we pressure Jeff enough, he might go for it.
Yeah.
He'll be like, why did I buy this shitty game? You guys convinced me again.
No.
I don't know. I guess it is. There's the classic suit pack, and it looks like it is the girls from the new Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
But they're wearing the classic uniforms.
Yeah. Is that like a third person action game like the last one, or like
there's no actual screens of it.
They don't want you to see. They don't want you to look.
Slightly terrifying.
That's too bad, man. I hope they're not gonna fuck that whole thing.
No,
it's a classic game in 220p.
So it is not the new Ghostbusters, Jeff. It is different Ghostbusters, and it is a split team of two women and two men. And one of them has a giant, like, turret-type thing. Because that screams Ghostbusters to me. This screams total shit. And the game is $50 by itself.
I'm sold. That sounds reasonable to me.
No.
Let's go play that.
No. All right. Jeff, you buy it for all of us. any Pete, was there any news? It's light.
Yeah, I got a couple of stories here. Let's see here. We were talking about Overwatch. So for console people only, like for PlayStation, Xbox only, they're nerfing Torbjorn. The
dwarf with the turret? Yeah, fuck that dude.
Well,
No,
he's only getting nerfed on consoles. And that's
they're nerfing Fozzie's main. No, no.
Is that your main, Fozzie?
No, no, he's not a punk ass bitch.
That's a noob character if there ever was one.
Exactly. I don't let a turret dude kill in for me.
See, we've already named like five noob characters who are overpowered.
They're not overpowered.
Let me tell you.
You can't play as these guys. It's awful.
I go Reinhardt.
I can think of those turrets.
Not overpowered. They're just.
You send a tank against those turrets, you could take a turret out. No
problem. So the reason they're doing it for consoles specifically is because his turret shoots at the same rate as on PC, but because of keyboard and mouse.
Right. It's easier to shoot on a PC, right?
Which you can adjust your aim a lot faster. Yeah. So what they're doing is that they're just lessening the damage by 30% to give people a chance to catch up to what the fuck's happening, basically.
Got it.
Yeah.
And so that should be in July sometime, they said.
That's a good... I like that. I like it. Fuck those guys.
Yeah. Basically it allows you to correct and, like, aim at the turret and have a chance to kill it before it kills you because you're moving at a slower speed than somebody on PC might.
Yeah, we were running into a... I think we did end up winning that match, but we were running into a team that had a couple of those guys, a couple Bastions, and they were just like...
They stacked everything up on top of the...
They were setting it right on top of our payload. Like, we couldn't even get near it for a little bit.
I fucking hate those people.
it didn't matter. We won anyway.
Yeah, but we did win. But
in news that in nobody wanted ever to hear, there's a new Sonic the Hedgehog game.
Nobody. Yeah, Sonic team has been working on a game. They're going like kind of all out with Sonic for like the 25th anniversary.
I know, but right? I'm pretty sure they said that 5 years ago for the 20th anniversary, and years before that when Sonic 4 was coming out, and when Sonic Boom, do you remember the entertainment budget that was given to that because it was supposed to be like a TV show with games and comics and. Sonic Boom, Jeff?
I did not play that one, but I am a resident like Sonic expert, kind of a little bit. I've played almost all of them. I did not play Sonic.
Things exist.
Of their own free will.
Jeff exists. He is for real.
It's real.
They're supposed to unveil the game at the end of this month at Comic-Con.
Jeff is real, and he is spectacular.
I have higher hopes for it than you might think. Like, I don't know. I thought that
higher hopes than Jeff. 3DS owners are going to get a new installment in the Sonic Boom series September 27th.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Get ready.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
I think it was their 20th anniversary, though, that they did Sonic Generations for.
Generations was really good.
That's a fantastic game. So, like, if they can take the time, just do it. Like, I have a feeling they've been working on this for a while because they've had this beat, like, whatever the fuck team, working on Sonic Boom for, like, the last couple years. So I have a feeling Sonic Team has been working on this for a while. So just take the time to polish it and do it right. And, yeah, it's not going to be amazing.
I say that it just opens up everybody's heart to complete disaster.
Well, it's just don't ever expect it to be as relevant as Mario or anything, but just
if you hope
for a good one, like if it's as good as Generations, I would be super happy with that. That'd be cool. Like,
yeah, I could see that. Let's see here. Chris, you'll be excited for this one. Pac-Man Championship Edition 2.
Yes.
I
saw that rumor, and I immediately texted Jeff.
Yeah, apparently a ratings board in Korea is the one that, like, that's where it showed up. So I imagine, I don't know when we could get an announcement for such a thing like that. Probably just whenever. It seems like that kind of game. But it's cool that they're working on it. I like the first one quite a bit.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
On their top 256. That's my favorite now. Forever.
Jeff.
256 is so good, dude. It's only $5.
It is so good, but I wouldn't put it on the same level as...
My girlfriend just said that you still have not beaten her score.
I'm getting there. I haven't played a whole lot since she beat my score, and she said suck it. So
she said that you're like pretty close though.
I'm like 3,000 off. That can go real quick, or it can be a really long slog. So,
yeah.
But you guys have all the power ups too. So I still only have about 50% of them. That one that goes around the corner, that laser that goes around the corner, that's actually pretty cool.
That one, I forgot what it's called. I think it's called Radar. Yeah, Radar. That's a good one.
What does that do?
It just spins a radar around you, like, but like anything in that radius is gonna die. The radar doesn't have to be hitting it at that point. Or it does, but like if you run into the ghost, it's like you're invincible still, I guess.
Well, when I get back from vacation, I'm going to sit down and chase your girlfriend's score.
Yeah, I mean, me too, because I suck at it, so I can't really talk shit.
Let's see. Twitch adds new like microtransaction emotes for people who want to donate to streamers and stuff. It's basically a donation thing, but it now they're trying to cut up the middleman of like PayPal and stuff, so that way they get those charges and not PayPal.
Oh, hey.
So seems fairly popular amongst people, because if it's not like a plugin they have to use or something, and it's part of the whole system, then it might work out a little bit better for them. Let's see. Wreck-It Ralph 2 was announced today. I'm only mentioning that because I was very excited, and I really liked the first movie a lot. So, and also, I mean, gaming relevant. I'm curious to see which characters they managed to get the rights for this one. But yeah, for a release date for March 9th, 2018. Let's see. So the same directors are back, Rich Moore and Phil Johnson, who in between these two movies did Zootopia, so if that gives you any idea of sort of where they're at these days.
Yeah, that's a quality right there.
Yes.
Is John C. Reilly back?
Yes, he is.
Nice.
He's all the four main characters from the last movie are back, basically.
P- Penelope.
Yep, Sarah Silverman, Jane Lynch, and the dude from 30 Rock, whose name I can't remember. But, yeah, I guess the storyline is centers on the online world now instead of, like, gaming. He's now, like, wrecking shit on the internet instead. So there's, like, some fun art out there of, like, how they've spoofed some of the,
Oh, that'd be funny. Like, you could get him, like, on an emulator, and then he could just invade the internet.
Exactly, yeah.
That'd be awesome, actually.
And stuff. So, yeah, I'm very excited for that. Let's see. System Shock Remake has a Kickstarter page with a playable demo that's like 10 minutes long or something if you're curious about what they're going for. It's supposed to be a complete remake of the original title built using the Unity engine. Kickstarter goal is set at 900,000. It is currently at 644,000, and it has 27 days to go, so they should make well past their goal, unless things dry up immediately. And stuff. So, I don't know, I mean, it's the original System Shock, not System Shock 2. And this is from Night Dive Studios, not Other Side Entertainment, who's making System Shock 3. I'm not entirely sure how these two studios relate to each other in terms of rights management and things like that, but this is not impeding the progress of System Shock 3.
Okay.
Let's see. In news that everyone already knew about, BioShock the Collection was officially confirmed today.
I was going to bring that up. I was going to be like,
No.
Where's my goddamn Mass Effect one? These fucking assholes.
That's two totally different companies.
I think, Fozzy, you're going to have to wait until shortly before Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're going to wait until you're going to wait till next summer for the trilogy, right? Very and odd. Then in 2019, you'll get the new game.
So, I didn't put this in news, but...
Is this Nintendo?
Three more years?
I don't think it's made by Nintendo.
They are supposed to be... Like, they are... In August, they're starting their, like, marketing push through, like... expansive media, meaning like not gaming related stuff. There are supposed to be books that start coming out as prequels to sort of set up the world of Andromeda in August, so I wonder, there's supposed to be four of them, and I wonder if those are sort of like, alright, now we're officially going to start getting people ready for this shit.
I still would say I'd be surprised to see it in the first half of next year. I really would.
When did Mass Effect 2 came out in January. When did Mass Effect 3 come out?
They're all like usually first quarter. These two and three, I want to say.
Yeah, Mass Effect 3 was the March game.
Mass Effect 1 was a November game, so...
That was a Microsoft...
It wasn't thing. Supposed to be, though. It was delayed. Supposed to be in the spring.
But this BioShock thing was such a non-announcement for the amount of like fervor it was getting. A, we already knew it was coming. And B, I guess like for someone who already owns them on PC, I was like, these are never... What? I never had a time where I was like, I wish I could play these games again.
Yeah, well, I could play them still, but it would be nice to have them all in one package like that with all the DLC for all of them on the new consoles, and you know, they like make it run better, whatever. Like, I'm gonna get it at some point. It's a $60 release in early September, and
September 13th in North America. Included all three games, remastered to 1080p, 60 frames. Let's see. Blind Squirrel Games is doing the remaster. Man, they must pull these names out of, like, Cards Against Humanity.
Blind Squirrel Games.
That's awesome. That's a great title, though.
Sounds like a torture.
And so I guess if you already own the remastered or the base versions on PC... For BioShock and BioShock 2, you'll get the remasters for free. On PC, BioShock Infinite will not be remastered as it already meets current standards on ultimately on high settings. So it will also include all like the extra stuff that was put in the PS3 BioShock release. There's some like behind the scenes stuff. Interesting to note, BioShock 2 multiplayer will not be included. Which I think is interesting.
Nah, it's
not even bothering to like turn on servers, I guess, for that.
That it's not actually all that surprising, because like you'd have to, you know, 1 and 3 didn't really have multiplayer, so
those are all really good games. Like even 2.
Yeah, I recently played through 2 because I bought it for like $10 on like the spring Steam sale or something.
It's fucking good. Like, it's not like infinite, but it's
cool. Decent. And this comes with all the DLC, right? So Minerva's Den and
is in there, and then like the Burial at Sea parts.
Right. Yeah. So those are
good.
I need to.
They're good. They're really good. Those are like the proper ending of the series. Like, it wraps them all together. Those are my
favorite thing that BioShock ever did. But I like the idea that these were that it was going to be like a anthology-esque series like Final Fantasy, but in like this sort of like weird like historical fiction, like high fiction kind of thing. And they were like, no, it's all interconnected and stuff. And I was like, but it didn't have to be. And then you stopped making games, so who cares?
Well, it doesn't.
We don't make games anymore.
You could just play BioShock Infinite and not consider it part of that universe. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fine.
Well, but they kind of shove it down your throat at the end of the game, even if.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say like, I remember the ending of that is like there's like infinite universes, right? Something like that.
Yeah. So you end up back in Rapture at one point.
It's like, yeah, like we're telling the same story, but it's in a different setting. It's like a commentary on like, I don't know, storytelling in general, I guess. But
Ken Levine's favorite pastime.
That's why I like him. That's why I really love those games.
And then last bit of news is that that the executive vice president of sales and marketing has left Nintendo of America, Scott Moffitt.
This changes everything.
They have sales and marketing?
Yeah, right.
Right. Did he leave for something, or did he just leave?
He left because he was tired of not doing anything.
Yeah.
He wanted a job.
There's nothing here that says where he's going or anything like that. It's just, I guess he's leaving because Nintendo has decided to dissolve the position.
right, because he hasn't done anything in years.
And his responsibilities will be split among remaining staff.
Not surprising.
So the position doesn't even exist anymore. They just eliminated his position.
Yes. Yeah. He was joined in 2011.
That's always fun.
And, yeah. And interesting, they have a little bit of history about the position, which was that it was previously held by Peter Main, who retired in 2001, and then later by Reggie, and then Cammy Dunaway when he became president of Nintendo America. And she left him then in 2010.
Right. Remember Cammy? I remember Cammy.
Guess there's there's strong rumor that the NX will be cartridge-based.
I really hope so. I think now's the time to bring the cartridge back because, you know what, everybody, the Amiibos have hit really well. Everybody's in a fucking collectible mood. If you make those really nice and stuff, man, people will totally be into the physical versions of those games.
That would be interesting.
I doubt they're going to be that big of a cartridge, though. It's probably going to be like an SD card type size. Like,
that's boring. If they even
that would be dumb, though. There'd be no point for that. You know?
Yeah, even if they as small as like a Game Boy like color or Game Boy like game.
Yeah, like something like that. Like,
you know, like a 2x2.
Fozzie, I think the point would be is that like they need something physical, and flash memory is actually faster to access than disk, like using a disk. So
yeah.
They'd be able to load games quicker than if they had a disc.
Yeah, I don't know.
And if they are like flash memory, like and if it's cartridge based, that might help the whole like hybrid theory of like.
Right, because you could just pop it into the. Maybe it pops into whatever that controller thing is with the screen, and you can bring it with you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hmm.
That would be so weird if that's going to be Nintendo's shtick, because I can't imagine how they're ever going to get third parties to, like, fit their games on that sort of thing. Or have a... Unless... I don't know. There's...
Well, I mean, I don't really know, but I heard, like, you can get, like, flash memory at, like, 100 gigs, and it's... can be pretty cheap, so...
I guess so, yeah.
Like, if you can get it so that it's cheap enough, and you can get it so it's the size of a Blu-ray disc, then I guess you're fine. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even...
I'm interested in it, though. It's fascinating.
That's all the news I have, unless anybody had anything else that popped into their Twitter or something that I didn't mention, because I just sort of scrolled through IGN last week.
I covered a lot of things.
Nothing kind of really jumped in. It's the week after E3. So.
Yeah.
I did forget. I'm playing a game for review. I couldn't talk about it last week. It's called The Technomancer.
Oh, I heard they were talking about that on the Beastcast. I heard that was actually pretty good.
It's okay.
Gotcha.
I don't know if you've ever played any of Spider's other games. That's the developer. They did a game called Mars Warlogs.
Right. Okay. You know what? Maybe they were talking about a different game, and I'm mixing my conversations together.
Mars Warlogs. The Technomancer is the sequel to Mars Warlogs. It's okay. It's just kind of there.
Sure.
I think it might be $20, so like, if you really are in the mood for a RPG set on Mars where you have electrical powers, this might be it. But my review is probably not going to be super hype on it. So
nice. Actually, now that we're here. Got the... Just poking at the review schedule, seeing what's coming out next.
July is light.
I'm hoping not to buy another game until Deus Ex comes out. And
there you go.
Remember when we at least got NCAA? Remember that?
Yep.
I don't miss it.
I don't either.
I'm going to throw that out right now. I used to buy it because it was July, and that was the only thing
exactly.
That came out. And I love Madden, and Madden is infinitely better than NCAA was.
And you know what? We have Overwatch, we have Halo, we have plenty of stuff to play.
Yeah.
Who's going to jump on the grenade that is Umbrella?
Oh, come on. They just patched Solaris. They just patched Total War Warhammer. They just patched Hearts of Iron. I have plenty to do.
Hey, how is Solaris now? Is it good?
It was good before.
There was like a sagging middle to that game.
Fozzie's playing it right now. I just saw his message on Steam. We've been outed.
Okay.
Good, Fozzie?
Oh, my God.
How much is it on the Steam sale right now?
It's only like 10% off. I will tell you, though, if you've ever played a Space 4X game, the first like 5 hours or so of Solaris, you can be like, oh my god, why aren't they all like this?
Okay.
I've made contact with an alien civilization and I can't talk to them because we don't speak the same language.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm going to have to figure that out. And it's that kind of
super
thing.
Super in debt, which is like Crusader Kings 2. So.
Yeah, but if you turn on the tutorial, like walks you through it all, which is
cool. Yeah, no, I know.
Okay. I gotcha. So then, because we have of games of note here that I'm just looking at are... what the fuck is it? There it is. We Happy Few should be hitting...
It's early access, yeah.
Are you going to review Lego Star Wars, Tony?
Probably.
Okay. Nobody's going to jump on that Umbrella Corps grenade, I understand.
No.
I was thinking about maybe doing Star Ocean, but I've heard not amazing things about it, so I'm not going to waste my time.
It's not very good either.
And then there's, like, on a review scheduler, it just says June, and then it just jumps down to August into No Man's Sky, so I actually have no idea what's coming out in the month of July.
Not much. That's why it jumped that way. I may update our list tomorrow if I get a chance before I leave. But.
Where are you going?
Florida.
Hey, land of joy.
What are you going there for?
my kids' nationals, their dance competition, is in Orlando.
Oh, nice. Okay, so you guys going to hit up any of the theme parks?
Yeah, we're going to take the four-year-old to Magic Kingdom. We'll hit up Hollywood Studios.
Oh, and, fuck yeah.
Yeah, let me know when you get back about that Star Wars stuff. We purposely moved around Hollywood Studios, or rather, at the time we bought tickets, there wasn't supposed to be anything new, and then we got there and there was, and it was very...
Yeah, no, like, I want to go see the Star Wars stuff. I know there's, like, you know, the Star Wars park isn't open yet, but...
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Hollywood Studios, though, it's all about the great movie ride. That's all that matters.
Okay.
What?
Have you ever been on the great movie ride?
No.
I've been to Disney World once, so...
What?
I've been to Disney World like 1.5 million times and never done that.
The great movie ride's in the theater right in the center, dude. All right,
well, I will look for that, Jeff.
You mean in the center of Epcot or in the center of...
Hollywood Studios.
Oh, of Hollywood Studios. No, I go as far as the Star Wars stuff and not any further.
The great movie ride is just a regular old gondola ride, like a dark ride, but it's you go through, like... You know, alien, like there's like an alien set piece where you're like seeing someone fight against the alien, bring it through the ceiling. Like, it's just, dude, it's so cool. It's so
yeah,
dumb.
So I'll check that out, Jeff. We also might go to Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
And right. we're going to go to Legoland as well, which isn't part of Disney, but.
Here's what you do. Before you go to each of these. Like, if you go into Animal Kingdom that day, shoot me a text, go, what do I need to see in the Animal Kingdom? I will tell you.
All right, well, I'm going to probably do Animal Kingdom in the morning while my wife goes and stands in line with the four-year-old to see princesses at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, so depending on who you're seeing, Chris,
yeah.
I don't know who your four-year-old is super into right now.
Rapunzel.
Okay, so Rapunzel's real easy to see. Rapunzel, the wait time when we were there in the dead of summer was about 20 minutes.
Okay.
If she wanted to go see Elsa or Anna, you'd be prepared to wait about 1 hour and 20 minutes at any given time.
I don't think my wife is prepared to wait 1 hour and 20 minutes for anybody.
Yeah.
And we're definitely not hitting up that ride in Epcot that they just opened.
Yeah.
The Frozen ride or whatever. It's a 5-hour wait.
When you're in Animal Kingdom, like, go right away to Dinosaur. It's amazing.
All right.
Well, Jeff,
I will text you on Sunday. I'll be like, where do I need to go at Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom?
Magic Kingdom, I can give you some tips. Yeah. I don't know much about Animal Kingdom because we stopped going like years ago.
Did you ever go on that dinosaur ride, Peter?
Maybe. We've been to Animal Kingdom like 2 times, and that was probably like 10, 12 years ago. We really didn't care for Animal Kingdom all that much.
That ride, though, is so hidden. It's all the way to the east side of the park, like the right side of the park, and it's, like, tucked away in this little, like, building that looks like a museum, like a little tiny museum, but, like, the ride is amazing. It's like one of the best rides at Disney World, like, altogether.
All right, to give you context of the last time I was at Disney World, and the only time I was at Disney World, is, like, shortly after Animal Kingdom opened.
Damn, son!
That's the modern era, but, like, dude, oh my god, I want to go back so bad. I think I'm going to go next summer. Like, it's just awesome.
All right.
I say this as an adult, like, going by myself with no kids.
We only have X amount of time, because most of it will be spent at competition, so.
Well, you got to do Magic Kingdom at the very least, too. Like, gotta.
Yeah, I plan on spending half a day at Magic Kingdom on Sunday, so. Anyway, you guys are on your own to record next week.
Yay!
That'll be interesting because I'm not sure.
Somebody figure that out.
Got it.
Send me a file.
Oh, God. Jeff, you're in charge.
No.
Not trust Jeff.
I want to be in charge.
I always end up in charge. Why does this happen?
Right. I can do it.
Because you're a smart guy.
But I will be back the week after, so I don't know what you guys want to talk about next week. Do whatever you want. Foggy, say goodnight.
Goodnight.